Hey, podcasters. Before I get to the episode, I want to take a moment to address the June 24th Supreme Court decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. This decision stripped away the legal right to have a safe and legal abortion. Restricting access to comprehensive reproductive care, including abortion, threatens the health and independence of all Americans. This decision could also lead to the loss of other rights. To learn more about what you can do to help, go to choice.crd.co. That's choice.crd.co. And I encourage you to speak up on your podcast as well. Take care and spread the word. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to another podcast, Pontifications. My name is Evo Terra, and I launch podcasts. Today on my program of Google's, not Google's, today I've got Google on the brain because of, today on the program I'm going to be talking about sandwiches, why sandwich makers have it figured out and podcasters don't. Yeah, that's going to be weird, but trust me, it'll make sense in a moment. I certainly hope to. So here's the deal. I want you to think about making a hoagie. A hoagie, a submarine sandwich, a grinder, whatever you want to call it. I want you to think about the process of making a grinder, and I mean from scratch. Let's say that you work at a Subway or at some other restaurant that actually makes these, or perhaps you make them at home, right? You get out your large loaf of bread, step one, and you begin by slicing it in half. Open it all the way out. Open all the way out, lay it out there, spread your condiments out on that bun if you like to. Sure, you're going to do that, right? And then you're going to grab your ingredients. You're going to grab your meats, and you're going to lay those out nicely on top of your bread. You're going to grab your cheeses, and you're going to lay your cheese slices nicely on that bread. You're going to grab your veggies, and you're going to put those on top. Maybe some crumbled, some sort of like a crumbled feta cheese across the top or something. Little olive oil, drizzled on some salt and peppers, and you're going to fold that thing up nicely. And you got, imagine this big, huge, 8-inch, 6-inch, 12-inch, whatever, long hoagie sandwich. Great. You've just made a hoagie sandwich. It's the only way to make a hoagie sandwich. Right? And you can change the order of operations a little bit, but nonetheless, you're going to build this thing from ingredients. That's how you build it. Now think about somebody eating that hoagie sandwich. No reasonable person takes their hoagie sandwich and opens it up and then starts to nibble off those top little condiments you laid on top, or the salt and the peppers and the oils and all. No one then goes through and eats the salad, if you will. Nobody then goes through and eats the cheeses and the meats and then finally the bread. That's just dumb, right? No one opens their sandwich and eats it like that unless you're some weirdo trying to avoid your carbs, and in which case you should have got an antipasto salad instead. No, how do we eat a hoagie sandwich? From the front, and we chew our way all the way through the end of it. So, I posit to you that hoagie makers build their sandwich significantly different than people consume their hoagie sandwich. All right, Evo, what does that mean for the podcasting world? Well, let's break on that backwards. Podcast listeners, by and large, consume content forward to back because it's an audio file. Forget chapter marks because those don't work. They haven't worked. I don't know that they ever will. But a podcast is consumed from beginning to end. Sure, you can fast forward 15 seconds if you hear something you don't want to listen to, and that's fine. But still, it's a linear consumption process. Oddly enough, most podcasters make their podcast the same way. They make their podcast the same way, where they start at the beginning, and they start talking, and they'll play a little jingle as they need to play that little jingle. Then they'll bring their guest on and talk to their guest. And then they will say thank you very much to their guest if the show has guests. They'll play a little bed music at the end, and the whole thing is done in a linear fashion. Live, if you will. Now, if you're a seasoned broadcast professional and you have experience in doing a linear live show, like I did for like a year and a half live radio here in Phoenix on KFYI, the Valley, just talk station. It's too early for me to have my deep voice. I apologize. I don't have my big microphone down here either. If you've experienced building a show linearly from beginning to end, great. But keep in mind that when professional broadcasters do that, they probably have a support staff behind them, a producer who's pushing the buttons. Now, the great thing about podcasting is we don't have to. We can use our computers, which you can't really see, but trust me, I'm pointing to one, or our phones, which I don't know where my phone is. Oh, I'm talking to you on my phone, as a soundboard so we can play in our clips and we can do it all in a year so we spend even less time podcasting. But let's go back to the Hoagie Maker. Remember what they did? They took a very different approach to building something that somebody would then later consume linearly. They didn't try to build the sandwich from the end, right? They didn't take a slice at a time and put bread and condiment and meat and cheese together and then move 1 inch in and put an additional slice of meat, a little drop of garlic, and whatever else. They didn't do that. They built it all as one and somebody consumed it linear. They built it from the inside out and let someone consume it linearly. Podcasters, if there don't need to do a show live, or you don't have the experience to do a show live, or the support group to do a show live, don't! Take an inside-out approach. Take the Hoagie Maker approach. What's the most important content of your podcast? Is it that intro? That bed music? All that setup? No, probably not. It's whatever the meat, the topic of your show is going to be. If it's an interview show, great. Who are we going to interview? If it's a monologue, great. What's the monologue going to be about? Of course, you know, if it's an audio drama, it's a very different situation. But still, the same thing holds true. You know, what's the story? Let's assemble all that part first. The middle bits. Just the middle. Let's get the middle part done. All nice and done. Then we start moving on the outs. Move out a little bit. Move out a tad. Once you got the interview done or the main content done, maybe you need to put some sort of a setup to give the people an idea of what they're going to hear. But you've already done it. So now go back and write that intro piece where you introduce the topic you're about to talk to that you've already assembled in the middle. And then write a wrap-up, which basically goes through, and what are the points you want somebody to take away? Hit those again. Write them at the end. But after you've assembled the middle part, and after you've listened to the middle part, and after you've understood what the main points are, summarize those in a wrap-up. And then, obviously, you get your intros and your outros, just the standard, hey, this is the show, and the thank you for listening to my show, you should follow me in all these places, right? All those things are done together, but all those should be done separately. Then you can assemble those in a linear fashion. Your already produced content, great, hold on to that. But your already produced setup and wrap-up, great, hold on to that. And your already produced intro and outro, great, hold on to all those things. But now assemble them. Boom, intro, block, gets placed into your audio editing tool. Done. Now your setup. Boom, gets dropped in there. Need a transition between the two? Awesome. Another track, lay it in. Now you got the little transition between your intro and your setup. Now you drop in your main body content. Need transition music again? Great, drop it in that second track, the special effects track. Drop in your transition music there. Space it all out nicely. Then add your wrap up, then add your outro. The next thing you know, you've got a fully produced show. Not in a linear fashion, but in a step-by-step way that makes sense for the consumer. You'll eventually assemble it the way a listener is going to hear it, but that's not how you built it. That's how you assembled it. You created it from the inside out, and then you assemble it in the fashion that somebody needs to watch, or excuse me, listen, on a very linear basis. Build your podcast the way Hoagie Makers build a sandwich. I think you'll find you've got a lot more flexibility, you've got a lot more quality control, and I think ultimately you will determine that you have a much better product at the end, because it's hard to do stuff live. Very, very hard. Why Hoagie Makers have an advantage of podcasters, at least those that try and do things linearly, was the topic of today's podcast pontifications. My name is Evo Terra. I launch podcasts. If you need help with your podcast launch for your business or for you as a professional service provider, and you want to outsource all that and not learn all the intricacies and the ins and the outs, contact me, evo@podcastlaunch.pro, or just go to podcastlaunch.pro. All the pricing is up there nicely. So, that is my podcast pontification. Thank you very much for watching. I'll be back tomorrow with more good content. Cheers!
While Americans overwhelmingly support the right of an individual to make their own decisions about abortion, unfortunately, that right is no longer protected everywhere in the U.S. The Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade on June 24th. Abortion is a basic healthcare need for the millions of people who can become pregnant. Everyone should have the freedom to decide what's best for themselves and their families, including when it comes to ending a pregnancy. This decision has dire consequences for individual health and safety and could have harsh repercussions for other landmark decisions. Restricting access to comprehensive reproductive care, including abortion, threatens the health and independence of all Americans. Even if you live in a state where abortion rights are upheld, access to safe medical procedures shouldn't be determined by location, and it shouldn't be the privilege of a small few. You can help by donating to local abortion funds. To find out where to donate for each state, visit donationsforabortion.com. That's donations, the number 4, abortion.com. If you or someone you know needs help, or if you want to get more involved, here are 5 resources. 1, Shout Your Abortion is a campaign to normalize abortion. 2, Don't Ban Equality is a campaign for companies to take a stand against abortion restrictions. 3, Abortion.cafe has information about where to find clinics. 4, PlanCPills.org provides early at-home abortion pills that you can keep in your medicine cabinet. And 5, choice.crd.co has a collection of these resources and more. We encourage you to speak up. Take care and spread the word.